Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the California ISO Board of Governors meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later on, we will have a comments period. Thank you, and I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Governor Bhagwat. Please go ahead.
Governor Mullins on the line, isn't he?
Yeah, I'll take it, Ash. Let's call the meeting to order, and we'll have a calling of the roll by Mr. Glanton.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Mullins. So we'll start with you, Chair Mullins.
Here.
Present.
I wasn't sure about that for a moment.
Okay. No. But we know now. Governor Bhagwat?
Present.
Governor Galitova?
Present.
And Governor Olson?
Present.
Excellent. So all is present, and we have a quorum.
All right, good. So our first item is public comment. Do we have any comments from the public on any matter of business?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have comments at this time, please press star then one on your phone. You will hear a tone indicating you have placed in queue. If you decide after you've pressed star then one that you no longer wish to ask a comment, you may press the pound key to remove yourself from the comments queue. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star then one to go into the comments queue. Just a moment, please.
And let me just remind you that this is for general comments and that if there are specific comments to the items on the agenda, we will take comments at that time as we address those items.
And we have a comment from the line of Ellen Wolf with Rosero Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I actually had a comment on the transition proposal, so I'll hold that until that agenda item comes up.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Are there any other comments, any other general comments?
No one else is queued up at this time for general comments.
All right, then I think we're ready to move on to the first substantive item on the agenda. This is the decision on energy imbalance market transition period proposal. So we have a summary of the management proposal.
Yeah, got you. Yeah, Chairman Mullins, this is Keith. I'll introduce it, and Don Trefler will present the proposal to you. But basically, on this item, we're seeking your approval for a transition, a one-year transition period for new EIM entities. This proposal came about in light of our implementation experience with the PacifiCorp EIM, and a recognition that this is a fairly significant change for balancing areas to participate in an EIM, and that a transition period to recognize that there's some lessons learned that have to be acquired in the first year of operation. We thought this was an appropriate design to apply to all new EIM entities going forward, as well as apply to PAC as well for the remainder of the first year. So Don Trethaway will go into the details of the proposal with you. I will note we did make some recent changes that are documented in your memo with regard to the proposal, and I hope the stakeholders on the call have the benefit of reviewing that memo, because those changes were in large response to comments we received from them. So with that, I'll turn it over to Don.
Don will
cover the kind of the history and context of how this fits into the overall waiver process we have with the PacifiCorp.
So good afternoon, Chairman Mullen, Board of Directors, Board of Governors. On slide two, we are recommending, as Keith highlighted, a 12-month transition period for all new EIM entities. And this is in order to provide time for the EIM entity to gain experience operating a balancing authority area now under a market optimization paradigm. And it's important that they do this across all seasons, given that operational conditions change throughout the year. This will give the EIM entity time to identify and improve any needed operational procedures, as well as any updates to business processes, again, operating under a new market design, market paradigm. In addition, it will provide additional time to increase the number of EIM participating resources as even market participants gain experience in the energy imbalance market. Moving to slide 3, we're proposing the one-year transition period. In essence, the start date for Pacific Corp would be November 1st of 2014. Putting this in terms of the timeline, we requested a waiver from FERC effective November 14th, which allowed us to price energy within the EIM entity balancing authority area at the last marginal bid and not the current $1,000 bid price. This waiver expires on February 14th. In FERC's order approving the waiver, they strongly encourage that the ISO look at long-term measures and to file any of those measures prior to the expiration of the existing waiver. In addition, FERC requested informational reports, the first of which we provided on December 15th, which showed that there has been progress made in identifying the issues in terms of the learning curve issues, but it is unknown if additional issues may arise when system conditions change, particularly in the spring and summer. Moving to slide 4, given that FERC requested us to file this early, we did have an extremely accelerated stakeholder process. Management had previously proposed 2 elements of a transition period. The first element was, in essence, extending the waiver that we had requested that expires on February 14th, which is to, when model constraints are relaxed, the energy is priced based upon the marginal economic bid and not the $1,000, not the relaxation parameter, which is actually tied to the $1,000 bid cap. We had proposed a second element, which is to have a gradually increasing energy bid cap that increased over the course of the year. As I pointed out in the first for the first element, if, for instance, an unmitigated bid was submitted at $1,000 and became the marginal bid, in essence, the effectiveness of not using the $1,000 price cap would have been impacted. So we viewed the energy bid cap as a secondary measure to increase the effectiveness of using item number 1. Moving to slide 5, we did receive stakeholder feedback, and as a result, we did modify the proposal. We are only going to include the first element, which again is to use the marginal economic bid to price energy when we relax modeled constraints. And we will now address the graduated bid caps in the EIM Year 1 Enhancements Initiative, which is currently ongoing, to allow additional stakeholder discussion given the concerns expressed by many that there could be unintended market inefficiencies as a result of having different bid caps in different EIM entity balancing authority areas. Moving to slide 6. This outlines, you know, why we believe the 12-month transition period is appropriate in addition to using the marginal bid. As we've discussed in our waiver filing, we've observed delays in information from the EIM entity, which prevents the market from being informed of actual system conditions. As a result, the market optimization in many instances has to relax the modeled constraints using those relaxation parameters to create a feasible market solution. However, if you're using the energy bid cap as that relaxation parameter in an event that isn't true scarcity, it isn't consistent with the actual system conditions. Whereas the marginal economic bid, had that information been known of the market regarding actual system conditions, would have cleared using the marginal economic bid and would not have had to resort to the relaxation parameter. Moving to slide 7, in the current EIM Year 1 Enhancement Stakeholder Initiative, we will need to seek input on how we can increase market liquidity without undermining the use of the marginal bid during the transition period. One area that is very important for getting additional liquidity is to allow imports and exports on EIM external interties, that is those points with a non-EIM balancing authority area, to participate in the 15-minute market. This will provide an additional source of supply and demand to allow the market to clear without having to result in using relaxation parameters. But most importantly, it does provide independent load serving entities within an EIM entity the ability to hedge their imbalance charges within the EIM entity, in essence by economically bidding their imports meeting their loads. In allowing the EIM external interties to be economically bid, the issue regarding the market power mitigation of those intertie scheduling points comes into place. Currently, those intertie scheduling points would be deemed competitive and as a result would not be subject to market power mitigation, as would bids from resources within the EIM entity area. So there could be instances where the $1,000 bid, which is the same price as the current relaxation parameter across in the ISO, would become the marginal bid, undermining that aspect of the transition measures. Again, we will consider the graduated energy bid caps or other measures in the EIM Year 1 Enhancements Stakeholder Initiative in the next following few months. So moving to slide 8, stakeholders generally support providing PacifiCorp additional time beyond the tariff waiver, which again expires in February. But they do question whether the EIM transition period should apply to all new EIM entities. And again, we believe, based upon the experiences we've had to date with the first implementation of EIM, that it is appropriate for the EIM entity to gain experience in all seasons, which requires an entire year. There was also some questions around whether the 12-month duration is too long. Again, that goes back to how do we ensure that the EIM entity has experience in operating under a market paradigm in all seasons. And then lastly, we did remove the graduated energy bid caps due to stakeholders' concerns regarding potential market inefficiencies. So moving to slide 9, in summary, management recommends approval of the EIM transition period. This will provide EIM entities with sufficient operating experience under the new market-based paradigm. And while they are gaining this experience, it will minimize pricing anomalies which do not reflect the actual physical conditions in all cases. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions from the Board of Governors?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Dave Olson. Don, has PacifiCorp agreed to this 12-month transition period beginning November 1st, 2014?
So we did review the proposal with all stakeholders. We did not receive written comments from PacifiCorp on it.
Do you have any indication that PacifiCorp is comfortable having the transition period extended to next October 31st?
This is Mark Rothleder. It's my understanding that they are comfortable with the extension of the period of time, the transitional period, and I think their concerns were similar to others regarding the graduated bid caps at this point, but they were comfortable with the length of time.
Okay, so the removal of the graduated bid caps has made PacifiCorp comfortable with the 12-month period?
Again, we haven't received formal written comments, but it is my understanding that that's the case.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions from members of the board?
I have a quick question. This is Angelina Galitova. I was curious. So as we go along through the 12-month period and we gain more experience with this program, would we be making periodic adjustments if we see the necessity for that, and would that require FERC approval? Or are we going to wait until the 12-month period is over and then apply for adjustments as needed?
So we would we're proposing that it be in effect for the entire year. That being said, we are going – one of the elements that was included in the FERC waiver was to provide informational reports, and we are committed to providing those on an ongoing basis upon expiration of the waiver on a quarterly basis to review the progress that an EIM entity is making towards addressing the operational learning curve type issues. And that being said, again, we will be discussing the transitional period, you know, the graduated bid caps, et cetera, in the EIM year one enhancements, and would welcome any stakeholder input through that process.
Angelina, it's Steve Berberick. Absent any action on our part with FERC, the proposal would be that this would be in place for a year, would automatically go away after the year, absent any action on our part. Similarly, it would not end early unless we were to take some action to try to do that too. So effectively, it's for a one-year period.
I guess what I'm concerned about is to make sure that we anticipate, I mean, to the extent that whatever we can anticipate in the foreseeable future has been captured by these measures, because this hasn't been done before. We're on new ground, and I just want to make sure that we have all the tools we need in order to be able to run the system efficiently.
Yeah, Angelina, this is Keith. The you know, the main element of this as it stands is the pricing. When we get into power balance constraints where we have a supply deficiency, we set the price based on the marginal economic bid as opposed to the bid cap in place. There are other elements, as Don mentioned in his presentation, that we will look at, and as we get experience with both PAC and other EIMs, there may be other enhancements we want to make to make particularly the year one transition as smooth as possible. The issue around bidding on the interties being one, and certainly the graduated bid cap is something we'll have further discussions on. So I think the answer to your question is yes, we will be looking at other refinements we could make to further enhance the quality of the year one transition as we go along. Oh, yeah, and Steve was just commenting that, this concept of a transition period is not new ground for us. We did with MRTU have graduated bid caps with MRTU where we ramped up from, I believe it was a $250 bid cap up to $1,000. After we got sufficient experience under MRTU. So, the concept of having a startup transition is certainly something we've done before.
No, I understand. I meant that the EIM was new ground. That hadn't been done before. That's where we were venturing into new territory. But as long as you've got the tools and you're comfortable and this makes it easier for others to join and it's a learning curve, I'm okay.
Do we have any other questions or comments from members
yeah.
of the board?
Yeah, this is Ash Bhagwat. I know we only have a couple of months of experience, but have you run into situations where the lack of graduated bid caps undermined the use of the economic marginal bid?
No, we haven't, and that is because we had left the discretion of allowing intertie bidding on EIM external interties to the EIM entity, and PacifiCorp in its initial implementation does not allow economic bidding. So we don't have that issue today.
Okay.
Are there any other questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, this will be now an opportunity for a public comment on this particular item. So anybody who has a comment or a question to raise, come forward.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have public comment at this time, please press star then one on your phone to signal that you wish to make a comment. Please press star then one.
We have somebody before who wanted to make a comment. Are we sure?
Yes, we have a comment from the line of Christine Kirsten with PacifiCorp. Please go ahead.
Hi, yeah, this is, as you said, Christine Kirsten with PacifiCorp. Just wanted to respond to Governor Olson's question about PacifiCorp being comfortable with the timing and the length of time of this transition period. We do support the ISO's proposal, and we also understand the need for seasonal experience. We didn't see anything in the proposal that an option to exit the transitional period if the operations showed that it was warranted and prudent.
Okay, do we have a response to that?
No, thank you. I appreciate appreciating knowing that PacifiCorp is comfortable with this proposal.
Okay. Do we have any other public comments on this particular proposal?
There are no other comments at this time. Please continue. Pardon me. We do have another comment. The comment comes from the line of Ellen Wolf with Rosero Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. This is Ellen Wolf on behalf of the Western Power Trading Forum. And WPTF was very supportive of the EIM and also lent its support to the ISO in the waiver proposal, primarily because of the limited duration and the assurances from the ISO staff that they felt that they could resolve the issues that they were aware of in the 90-day waiver period. The ISO filed its first informational report that FERC required under that waiver, and a lot of the data suggests that many of the initial startup challenges have been addressed and that a lot of the price spikes that are happening now are due to more fundamental supply and demand situations and not the kinds of challenges that PacifiCorp EIM first saw during startup. So WPTF does not support an ongoing waiver because, relaxation parameter setting to the marginal bid situation because it would take fundamental occurrences of supply and demand and also mute those price signals. So while we appreciate the challenges of the startup of the PacifiCorp EIM in particular, we don't think an ongoing muting of those price signals is appropriate, and we're especially concerned about the implications that this sends if we have this set in place now for all future EIMs. We'd much rather see the ISO have a robust market simulation and testing period that might include, for example, market situations that would reflect the different seasons of the year, and then set the expectation that the EIM entities, as they come in, will be prepared, especially given this experience that everybody's gained from the PacifiCorp EIM. So we would have much rather seen the ISO demonstrate the need, for example, for a slight extension of this PacifiCorp situation, but certainly not extend this to all future EIMs.
All right, thank you. Is there any further comment or comment on the comment that we need to hear?
Yeah, this is Mark Rothitter. I appreciate Ellen's comments, but certainly what we're seeing here at this point is that we haven't gone through multiple seasons, and I think while we have seen and demonstrated progress, we do see at times where different conditions do lead to increases of these events, and they are not representing actual system scarcity or actual system shortages. And so we believe that phenomena may still occur in multiple seasons as system conditions change. And as a result of that, we believe that we will observe new things that will need to be addressed over the one-year period. And I think to the point of we will continue the reporting to provide transparency into what these root causes are. So I think we address that concern that is there underlying scarcity that's actually occurring that we're masking with this. I think that with the reporting, we will be able to show that or not, and we will be able to show how we are using other mechanisms, including flexible ramping, to address those what may be true shortages or not.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to comment on this issue? Are there any further comments from the staff that the board should hear?
Let me go ahead with the motion.
I was just going to ask you for it. Go ahead.
There we go. Move that the ISO Board of Governors approves the EIM transition period proposal as described in the memorandum dated January 2, 2015, and move that the ISO Board of Governors authorizes management to make all necessary and appropriate filings with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to implement the proposed tariff change. We have a move. Someone moving.
A motion on.
I'll move.
Move by Golitova. Second.
I'll second. Bhagwat.
Second by Bhagwat.
Okay. So let me go ahead and take the vote, and I'll walk through each governor here. Governor Bhagwat.
Aye.
Governor Golitova.
Aye.
Chair Mullen.
Aye.
Governor Olson.
Aye.
Okay, this motion passes unanimously. All right, we're ready to move on to our second item of business today, the decision on modification to energy imbalance market administrative charge design.
Yes, Chairman Mullen, this is Keith. On this item, we're seeking your approval to modify the administrative charge that we apply to EIM entities to recover the cost of operating the EIM market. And this modification is being triggered by our recent experience in terms of the revenue we're currently collecting from Pacific Core, which has exceeded four times the expected revenues that we anticipated collecting. So we're looking to make this adjustment to get the revenues more in line with the actual cost. So Don Trethewey, again, is going to walk you through this proposal. Take it away, Don.
Okay, let's move to slide two. So the objective of the EIM administrative charge and the way that we designed it was to recover our ISO's operational costs associated with the real-time market. With the high-level objectives that you should have a similar charge for similar real-time market services between what an ISO market participant would pay and what an EIM market participant would pay. With one modification to that high-level objective, which is that we would have a minimum charge to cover any ongoing operational costs independent of imbalance volumes. Moving to slide three, the current design of the EIM administrative charge is resulting in higher payments to the ISO than expected on both fronts that I just discussed on the previous slide. So the first table shows that actual revenues are coming in higher than the minimum administrative charge. So our expectation was is that the minimum amount would be, in essence, always binding, and only in rare occurrences would we actually charge more than the minimum administrative charge. Moving to the second table, here we're comparing the EIM administrative charge resulting, we're looking at what the payment would have been had they used the ISO's grid management charge for the same services, and then what it is under the EIM administrative charge. And this results in a difference as well, in that the EIM administrative charge is collecting more than what would have been charged for the same real-time services. And this is the result of using a single EIM administrative rate rather than exactly the same grid management charge approach that we use within the EIM. Moving to slide four, management proposes to impose only the EIM administrative minimum EIM administrative charge while we develop a long-term redesign of the EIM administrative charge with stakeholders. This is consistent with the expectation that 5% of load and exports plus 5% of generation and imports is sufficient to recover the ongoing costs of the energy imbalance market. Two areas that we need to look at as part of the redesign is, should we continue a single EIM administrative rate or make modifications to the EIM imbalance billing determinant, in essence, the units in which we charge that rate to, so that we can ensure that the charges are consistent between what an EIM participant would pay and what an ISO market participant would pay. And again, we will be discussing this with stakeholders as part of the EIM Year One Enhancement Stakeholder Initiative, which is currently underway. Moving to slide five. So modifying the EIM administrative charge is consistent with the policy intent originally discussed with stakeholders. We did not hold a stakeholder meeting stakeholder process in advance of seeking the board's approval, given that we believe that it is consistent with the original intent of the policy. We did, however, seek informal feedback from stakeholders that pay the significant portion of the grid management charge, as EIM revenues are used to, in essence, offset those GMC costs. So they're the most materially impacted, besides Pacific Corp, by making this change. We did want to make this change in the tariff so that it provides us as much time as needed to develop a long-term design through the EIM year one enhancements, with opportunities to bring a modification or a redesign either in the March timeframe to the board for decision or later in the year as part of the phase two activities of the EIM year one enhancements. Moving to slide six. In summary, management recommends approval to modify the EIM administrative charge. As Keith highlighted, the current administrative charge is resulting in revenue recovery upwards of 4x expectations. And the over-recovery is inconsistent with the policy objectives that we discussed with stakeholders during our 2013 process. And by making this modification, this will provide us time to develop a comprehensive redesign through a robust stakeholder process in the EIM Year One Enhancements Initiative. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Do I have any questions?
Yeah, this is Ash Bhagwat. Looking at these numbers on page three, slide three, it looks like the minimum charges you're going to be collecting under this proposal are substantially lower than the comparable charge for market participants, GMC charge. So isn't that also a form of inequity?
I think that I do agree that if you compare the two, that in essence the ISO GMC charge would come right basically in between the middle in terms of what actual and minimum are. We are not looking to go back to November 1st, for instance, and implement this just applying the minimum charge. So we think that given the time that it would take us to redesign this, you know, assuming we hit the March timeframe, I think that for the first 6 months, that we would be on a portion, be to where they're comparably, pay comparable amounts with Pacific Corp in the early part of the 6 months, paying more than they probably should have, and in the latter part, paying a little bit less, so that net-net over the time period it takes us to redesign, it works out to about the same.
And the objective of the redesign is to ensure that overall the GMC charge and the EIM charge are going to be as close as possible.
Correct. And I think that, when we made the original design decision on the EIM administrative charge, we felt that a single rate was a more simpler approach. And I think in the efforts of simplification, it ended up where it actually, we would have been far better off in terms of getting to the actual same charge as the ISO, having almost near identical designs. And so, again, the stakeholder process will give us time to walk that through with stakeholders.
As long as we're working on it, I'm good.
Do we have any other comments or questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Dave Olson. Don, the current minimum charge is 19 cents a megawatt hour. Is that correct?
That's the rate. That's correct. The key then is you need to look at the units. And the units of that is basically of their total load plus exports. You take 5% of that plus 5% of what their generation plus imports are.
And at that 19 cent per megawatt hour rate, we have in essence been over collecting. We are the revenues that PacifiCorp is paying is as shown in your on. Table.
So Dave, let me clarify that. The math that I worked through there is actually how we came up with the minimum requirement. We actually also charge it on a per megawatt hour basis of gross imbalances. So any difference between their base schedule and their 15-minute schedule, plus any difference between their 15-minute schedule and real-time dispatch, as well as any difference between the real dispatch and meter, those are summed to give you the volumes that the 19 cents is charged to. And that amount is coming in at the 217,000 in this 2-week period that I was looking at here. And so that's, so in essence, where we originally felt that the minimum amount was actually going to be binding, i.e., we wouldn't expect to see over 5% imbalances every single hour of every single day. But it is coming in to where that is higher. It's coming in a lot higher than what that expectation was.
And so the proposal is to charge only the minimum, and irrespective of the volumes, of the imbalance volumes.
Correct. Until the redesign is implemented.
Okay. And are you proposing to refund any of this over-collection to PacifiCorp?
No, we are not.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. This is Richard Mullen. Regarding PacifiCorp, they basically support this or have some exception to it?
As I stated, this one we did not have a stakeholder process around. PacifiCorp has expressed concerns that the administrative charge was coming in higher than expected. And as we looked at it, we concurred with that. And so we did discuss it informally with PacifiCorp as well as PG&E, SDG&E, SCE, and Calpine.
So you've had a pretty extensive consultation regarding this.
Richard, could you please repeat that question?
No, I'm just commenting that you seem to have had a pretty extensive consultation regarding this issue.
Yes, I do believe so.
Do we have any other comments or questions from members of the board? Are there any comments from the public on this particular item?
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, star then one for your comments.
Okay, hearing none, we could have a reading of the motion and then see if somebody would want to offer it.
Okay. Move that the ISO Board of Governors approves the modification to the EIM administrative charge design proposal as described in the memorandum dated January 2, 2015, and move that the ISO Board of Governors authorizes management to make all necessary and appropriate filings with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to implement the proposed tariff change.
All right. We'll entertain a motion. Is there a motion on the floor?
I also move. This is Dave Olson.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Golitova.
Okay.
All right. We're ready to call the roll.
Yeah, let me call the roll for the vote. Governor Bhagwat.
Aye.
Governor Golitova.
Yes.
Chair Mullen.
Yes.
And Governor Olson.
Aye.
We have 4-0.
Okay. Is there any other matter that the board needs to discuss at this meeting?
I don't believe so, unless there's any future agenda items that you would want to address.
Anybody have anything else to say? Or we terminate this telephone conference?
I think we can adjourn.
All right. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Governors.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for using the AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.